okay out there on your Monday morning, long before this COVID pandemic hit Australia. You'd be surprised possibly to find out that the country has been battling with another type of pandemic. Myrtle rust is a plant disease threatening iconic Australian plants such as eucalyptus, tea tree and bottle brush. One of the leading advocates for the saving of these plants is Karen Somerville, Dr. Karen Somerville, head of the project Art at the Australian Plant Bank that uses seed banking. Seed banking is the most compact and cost-effective method of protecting plants from the threat of extinction. As this week is Science Week, it's more important than ever that individuals visit the plant bank in the botanical gardens and educate themselves on the way in which Australia's most precious and threatened plants can be preserved. Welcome to the show, Karen. How's it going?
Good, thank you. Lovely to be here.
Thanks for making the time. Tell us a little bit about, I guess, your role in Science Week and maybe Science Week as a whole.
Sure. Well, my role in Science Week basically is just providing the information to our communications team that has gone to develop the online programs that people can use this year. Normally, we would have an open day where people can actually come into Plant Bank and have a look at the work that we do. Mm-hmm. But because of COVID-19, the other pandemic, then this year we've closed up shop and we're going online instead.
Right. How does... So I guess, does it just explore kind of seed banking as a whole, or I suppose at least what you're kind of involved in, and give us a rundown, I guess, of how that works? Like, pardon my ignorance, but I'm not much of a green thumb, so I haven't got much of an idea.
Oh, I forgive you. So seed banking is a really great way to preserve species, and people have been doing seed banking for thousands of years for crop species. We have a seed bank for native Australian plant species out at the Australian Botanic Gardens. That's mm-hmm. called the Australian Plant Bank. And what we do is collect seed from species in the wild, and we take it back to the plant bank. We dry them, stick them in a nice little foil packet and pop them in the freezer at minus 20 degrees. And we can preserve them for decades to hundreds of years, depending on the species, so that if that plant happens to go extinct in the wild, we can pull out the seed, regrow it, and we can put that species back into the wild. Or we can, at least if the conditions in the wild aren't good for that species to grow anymore, then we can at least be growing them in botanic gardens where people can see what they look like.
Wow. How do they survive such cold temperatures? Like, if they are living things like we know of, like plants, or I suppose they're just the seeds, aren't they? Was that a silly question?
No, not at all. And actually, not at all. And there's probably about 90% of seed-producing plants produce seeds that naturally tolerate drying.
Right.
And once you pull that moisture out, then the seeds are also able to tolerate freezing. It's the formation of ice crystals in the cells that causes damage. So if you can dry the seeds down, then usually you can pop them in the freezer and they'll survive really well that way. But there's another about 10% of species that... either don't tolerate the drying, so that's quite common amongst rainforest species, or they don't necessarily tolerate freezing once they're dried. So they're a little bit trickier to deal with.
Gotcha. So what are some, I guess, species at the moment that are at threat of potential extinction, or at least kind of are immediately threatened at the moment? And I guess if they were to be wiped out, what kind of ramifications might that have for the ecosystem, not only in Australia, but I guess as a whole?
Well, some of the most threatened at the moment are the species that are threatened by myrtle rust. And we have three species that were quite common before 2010 when myrtle rust arrived.
Yep.
And in the last 10 years, they've become critically endangered. So local populations have been wiped out completely because the rust affects the new growth and eventually causes dieback and eventually causes death of the adult plant. It's also affecting the fruit and the seed production. So for some of these species, we can't even collect seed from the wild anymore. So in these cases, because we're not able to eradicate the rust, what we can do is use either seed banking or some of our other conservation techniques to preserve the plants so that we can try and find resistant varieties that could survive back out in the wild.
What exactly... keep going.
Apologies. No, that's okay.
What exactly is myrtle rust, just very quickly? Is it literal rust, or is it just an invasive kind of, I guess, species of flora in some way, shape or form?
It's a fungus.
Gotcha.
A disease caused by a fungus called, sorry for this, Ostropuccinia sidii.
Yep.
And the fungus causes lesions on the plant and produces these little bright yellow pustules that are carried by the wind, which means that it spreads really rapidly. And the action of the fungus is to cause the leaves to shrivel and die, and eventually the branches and eventually the whole plant.
So are people, do you think, taking these threats seriously? Obviously, it seems at the moment there's bigger fish to fry, but like anything, if it doesn't get airtime or if it doesn't get exposure, it seemingly doesn't get addressed. So are there bigger things at play that potentially could help save, or is it really just up to the plant bank?
No, we're working with a number of different organisations now, so other botanic gardens and Saving Our Species offices in the New South Wales government, and even University of Queensland and Kings Park and Botanic Gardens over in Western Australia. So we're looking at ways to preserve the plants, and particularly to preserve the plants that are resistant to the disease, so that we can use those for conservation.
Very, very good. Sounds good. I know you said before that most of it's moving online, but if people do want to get involved or they want to check it out, they want to have a look, how should they do so?
That is a very good question, and I'll have to check with my communications person and get back to you on that.
All right, no worries. We'll make sure that people keep up to date, and I guess just in general that they keep an eye out.